Welcome. This is Doron Lazarus with Jewish Meditations. And in today's session, I would like to discuss the fear of death. Because it is something that every human being on the planet has to confront. It defines our own mortality. And any thinking, sensitive human being has had to struggle with this at one point in their life. From a physical standpoint, there is no greater test and fear and source of anxiety. But at the same time, from a Jewish tradition, we are taught that death is in fact an illusion. And those spiritual giants that were able to rise above and transcend their own death were in fact the most fortunate and exalted amongst us. Famously, the Talmud recounts a story of Rabbi Akiva, one of the great Talmudic sages, who, in the end of his life, when he was taken out to be killed by the Romans, persecuting him for his Torah study, his students saw a great sense of happiness, joy and light in those moments as he was being tortured to death. And they said, Rebbe, Ad Kan, how is it possible that even in these moments? And he responded back, my entire life, I look forward to having the opportunity to serve Hashem b'chol nafshecha with all of my life. How fortunate am I that I'm able to do so in my final moments. And we might look at that story and feel so distant and disconnected from it. But perhaps today, we can take one step forward in a very serious, somber, and yet at the same time, potentially uplifting and inspiring moment of perspective. So I want you to go ahead and sit back, relax. Just give yourself a few moments of calm and serenity. Allow yourself to take a few gentle breaths in and out. And as you do, you continue to breathe with every breath that you take. You can allow your body to feel totally safe and secure and relaxed. Whenever you're ready, you can go ahead and close your eyes. Relax your eye muscles. Allow your body and mind to be free and open, to be fully present in the moment. And as you continue to breathe, you just take notice of the sensation and the smell of your breath. I want you to notice what emotions are coming up for you right now. When you think about death, you think about your own mortality, what emotions do you conjure up? It's okay to be real and open with yourself, to be vulnerable and honest. Whatever emotions are coming up, without judgment, just take notice of them. And I want you to imagine that you're taking those emotions and you're just putting them in a small box that's right next to you. We're not discrediting them or suppressing them in any way. We're just allowing you to set them to the side momentarily. to allow yourself the opportunity to be open to change and transformation right now. And I want you to imagine that you're walking and all around you the air is cool and crisp. It's dark outside, but the sun is beginning to rise in the early morning rays as they illuminate the sky. You can hear around you the sound of birds chirping and insects buzzing, the sound of life and dawn all around you. And as you continue to walk, you notice that in front of you is a Beis HaKavaros, a cemetery. And on one hand, your first intuition is to avoid it, look the other way, travel in a different direction. But I want you to take another breath in, a breath of bravery, a breath of courage, a breath that is open to addressing and confronting the situation in front of you. And with that new sense of clarity and purpose, you walk right in to the cemetery itself. And you notice the feelings and sensations of being in such a place that's dedicated to honor those who once walked on our earth. And as you take a look at the tombstones in front of you, you notice that they're all very simple and engraved in the same two Hebrew letters, Mem Tov, Mace, Death. And as you continue to breathe, you feel this strange sensation as if it's such an odd and strange, peculiar sense that each one of the gravestones has such a somber message on it. But as you take another breath in, you notice that next to the letters of Mem and Tov now in the first rays as the sun peers over the horizon, you can see a third letter at the beginning of the word, and that letter is Aleph. And the Aleph now glows with a radiance and an incandescent beauty that seems to complete the word and creates a whole different frequency and energy that these tombstones give off. Because now the word that's in front of you is not mace, it is MS, the word that means truth in the higher ultimate sense. And still you're trying to make sense of all of this. And as you continue to breathe and allow yourself to go even deeper into your subconscious structure to recognize that which is in front of you, you see, as you look closer at the Aleph, that it actually looks disjointed. That if you ever have paid attention to the shape of the letter Aleph, it's in fact two yuds, a yud above and a yud below, with a line in the middle representing the vav. The vav is always the letter of connection. Most literally, it means and, connecting two things, this and that. But on a deeper level, the Vav is the letter that represents the deeper, higher point of connection, bonding, and intimacy. And as you look at this letter that seems to be so separated and disjointed, with these two yuds, one above and one below, not touching each other, you understand that those two yuds, the yud above is Hashem, and the yud below is you. And there is a disconnect. Because at this point in your limited perception in this world, you view the two of those things as separate, disjointed beings. You view yourself as being in control of your life. You view yourself as being an independent entity that has to do whatever they need to survive, because that's what your body is telling you, and rightfully so. But I want you to open your hands right now, and I want you to let go of that need to be independent. I want you to let go of the need to be in control, to remind yourself that it's healthy and safe and ultimately good to let that illusion of control go, and to understand that your soul is ultimately tied up to the source of life, Elokim Chaim, Hashem, who sustains you and gives your life at every moment. In fact, your life force is none other than Him, a part of Him, a Chelek Elokai Mimal. And you recognize as you come to this deep conclusion that separation and death is only a mask. It's only illusion that looks real in this world, but in the higher world there's nothing but unity, bonding, and oneness, completion, and complete peace. And as you breathe in and you take another look at that Aleph, you see that those two yuds are now connected to the Vav in the middle. And it allows you to have this deep sense of serenity, where you can feel those emotions of surrender, of tranquility, of peace. Understanding that the life force that one has, and ultimately the giving up of one's life whenever their time has come, it does not require superhuman effort or bravery or resilience that seems beyond this world. From a spiritual perspective, there's nothing more whole, healthy, peaceful, and natural. Rabbi Akiva had risen above, and he was able to move towards the light, move towards his destiny. And so too, as you continue to breathe, you understand that this is your life's mission in the world, to transcend limitation, to transcend physicality, and to understand on the deepest of levels that your life is bound up with a Kadosh Baruch Hu. And as you continue to breathe, you understand, as you move your eyes, your inner eye, towards those other letters, as you now see both the Mem and the Tav also illuminated, no longer dark etched in stone, but now white holy flames dancing with incandescent energy and peace. As you feel the letter, that letter Vav, representing the feminine energy in the world, like the word Aim, meaning mother. You appreciate your mother as she gave life to you. And you appreciate, just as your mother gave you that life, so too HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave life to the world, gave space, time, and energy for the world to exist. And you see your life has a mission of appreciation, a depth, an understanding, and ultimately a love for the gift of life that you have and all those around you. And just as a mem is literally a palindrome, it's spelt mem mem, it's a word that represents toichoi kabaroi, inside and outside, completion and oneness. So too, you allow yourself to feel authentic and whole, to validate and recognize your emotions, while at the same time transcending and moving every day towards a higher level of consciousness. And as you continue to breathe and you focus on that letter Taf, a letter that represents tachlis, purpose and meaning, understanding that your life is not an accident. Every challenge and breath that you take, every success and win, and every time you fall and cry, there is deep meaning. Your life and soul taps in to the highest cosmic dimension in the universe. Tachlis, purpose, mission, and destiny. And so too, that Taf represents both Torah and Tefillah, Torah and prayer. And fascinatingly, within each one of those elements, there's a taste of death as well. The Torah teaches us that to really acquire Torah, you have to die over its words. You have to be willing to be Moser Nefesh, to have self-sacrifice. And so too, in the realm of Tefillah, in the realm of prayer, the Svarim HaKadoshim, the holy books, describe that after the Shemona Esrei, when one enters Tachanun, he's literally entering a zone where he's ready to give up his life in complete spiritual and moral clarity, because he understands that each one of those points, those Nekudas HaEmes, is the greatest tachlis and purpose. And with every breath that he takes, he aligns himself even deeper, holier, and more elevated than before. And therefore, he fears nothing. He feels a deep sense of peace, contentment, solitude, and oneness. Oneness with himself and those around him. An embrace of his own mortality. And a complete cleaving to the source of life and the source of death. And as he turns to leave, now that the sun is higher in the sky, he walks out with a deep feeling of feeling light, feeling free, and feeling at peace. Shalom. And as you continue to breathe, on the count of three, you can wiggle your fingers and toes, your hands and your feet. On the count of two, taking a deep breath in, feeling alive and amazing. And on the count of one, eyes wide open, ready to be absolutely and totally transformed.